Mr. Brightside, that's the Killers, 95.9 Bob FM. We're playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever, and we're here with Mary from the Emporium. How are you?
I'm doing good this Monday morning.
Doing all right. You're always bright and cheery. You're always ready to attack the day.
Well,
get after it.
After I've had some soda.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you've got your caffeine.
Yeah, I'm working on it right
now.
And
you're good to go.
Yes.
What is the big seller at the Emporium right now? What are people into?
Well, right now it seems to be furniture.
Okay.
I mean, not just like couches and kitchen tables and chairs, dressers, chest of drawers, just not
all
one particular thing, just everything. I think it's just nice weather. People are, you know, fixing up their rooms. And
sure. Anything you have on the showroom floor right now that you think, man, somebody needs to take this because it's really groovy?
Man, we had a really cool leather couch, but we just sold that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, man, it was really comfy.
Oh, was it?
It was like oversized. It was also really heavy, but
right.
That's all right. You know?
Yeah, you had to have a buddy for that.
Yes.
To lift that. And you were probably like, you know, you can have it. I'll make a good deal to you, but you're going to take it out of here. You're going to move it.
That's right. Well, when they looked, somebody called, I said, yeah, bring help.
Right.
And they're like, yeah. I said, no, really, you need to bring help
because
I can't even lift half of it.
And what color was it?
It was dark brown.
Oh, nice. Oh, one of those old fancy ones. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. You got some stuff here for us that is inspired by the 4th of July. In fact, we have some red, white, and blue Beanie Babies.
Yes, we've got all kinds of things in the store. We've got things to wear for 4th of July. We've got things to decorate your inside of your house with and your outside. There's some nice, like a, oh my gosh, Uncle Sam, a wooden thing you can put on your porch. And then we've got some nice flags. We've got some that are just nylon flags. And then we have some of the nicer flags with the stars and stripes sewn on them, embroidered. We've got little hand flags. We've got earrings. We've got towels. And the beanies are just, yeah, they're stinking cute.
And it's a particularly special 4th of July because, of course, 250 years, America's birthday, we're celebrating. And if you want to doll the house up or doll yourself up or just be in the patriotic spirit, period, you've got stuff for me.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking on the way here, too, there's a vendor that has a bunch of bicentennial quarters. And what fun that would be just to hand out people if you were having something at your house to give everybody a quarter.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Just for a keepsake, just kind of fun. But yeah, 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays because it's actually a good celebration. You know, we've got the Memorial Day,
and
you're thinking of this and that.
Of course.
But 4th of July, yeah, that's just fun.
Every other holiday pretty much has some sort of like solemn part of it that when really summer is here, when it's the 4th, you're right in the middle of, you know, harvest is wrapped up, the wheat harvest, you know, so you're kind of ready to just chill out a little bit, do some barbecuing, set off some fireworks, blow some stuff up, and
that's right. Yeah, and I wore my t-shirt today. I cause safety briefs.
I see
just
that
to remind everybody to be safe with your fireworks. I've had a couple mortar incidents over the times.
Yeah Whoops. I had a Roman candle ball in the hair one time. That took a little while to grow back. Yeah.
Did it burn it off?
A little bit. And you know that smell of burned hair.
Oh, that's
everybody
not good...
smell that is like, not good.
That's
We're
bad.
Talking with Mary Prohaska from the Emporium. Where do I find you?
You find us in Winfield on the corner of 8th and Main. You can also find us on Facebook, and we're at theemporium.winfield on Facebook. And if you ever want to know, I wonder if they're open today, if it's a holiday.
Right.
Always Google. We're always updated on our Google of what days, you know, if something happens, if we're closed or something like that. But we put it on our Facebook page. We are going to be closed Saturday. We're actually going to have a two-day weekend for a change. But we're going to be there Friday and come in and get all your fun stuff, you know.
Any booth spaces open right now if I want to be a vendor there?
We don't have any open right now, but I have one that's going to be coming up. We have a vendor. She is retiring.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So right now, all of her stuff is 50% off. Also.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And
what kind of stuff does she have?
Oh, she's got a little bit of everything. Probably the cutest thing. It's not really antique, but she's got some little like suitcases for kids to pull with the wheels on them. And it looks like a little airplane.
Oh, that's cool.
You get the little wings stick out on
right.
it.
Right.
It's really cute. But she's also has
so a little bit of time to get in there, and she's clearing out.
Yes,
she's over with and done with as far as doing the
yep.
selling of things. Okay,
she's even selling her some of her fixtures. So
oh really?
I think there's maybe one more a bread rack left and some other
okay.
items.
All
yeah.
right.
Or if you're a vendor somewhere and you're looking for some things, she's got some shelves for sale also, and she put those on half price. So Yep, good okay. deal on that.
All right. What else is going on at the Emporium? What else do we need to know?
We've got 6 new paint colors in
nice.
For our Dixie Belle line. They are kind of like an dark emerald and purple.
Sure.
They're like gem tone colors. They're really pretty. And those
talk
are
to me about
be
the,
in.
The Dixie Belle, because we've talked about this before. One, this is the place to find them, is the Emporium. Two, if you are doing some kind of craft, if you're talking about specialized craft work to do, and you want this to be a long-lasting paint job that's high quality, that's what you're talking about with Dixie Belle.
Yes, absolutely. We've got everything from getting your wood, or we can do wood, glass, you can paint laminate with this paint. We've got
oh, wow.
a good primer for it, and then so many different colors and choices of finishes. You can do a wax, you can do a clear coat, you can do gloss, there's waterproof. If you want to do something for outside where it's going to get wet
sure.
or be out in the
yeah.
weather, there's a gator hide, and that works great for that. So many different things of the paint. We also have a lot of different stains. So there's colored stain, like colors meaning like a blue and a black, a white. But then we also have the normal wood color, you know, cherry wood, walnut, those type of colors also.
Because when you're talking about stuff like that, it's one thing to paint something. It's another thing to have it stay painted. Because we've all painted things before and been like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I painted that like a year ago and now it's
coming off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've got to get it good and clean before you paint. And then you've got to use good paint. It does make a difference. If you're going to put the time into doing it, do it right so it'll last for you. You don't want it to be out there looking, it's like, oh, look, the edge is peeling off now. And
you can mix me any color pretty much I want, right?
I have an app, and if you have a color, we can get really close on the color matching. Or if there's something you're wanting a certain color to go with, or if you have a fabric and you want to paint something because you're doing something to go with your curtains, bring it in, and we can put it with the paint and see what'll look good with it.
You can get it there.
Yeah.
You can get us pretty darn close to pretty much whatever we want.
Yes, we had a lady come in. She had it was a peach colored bathroom set, like sink and bathtub, toilet.
Sure, yeah.
And it was a really odd color, and we were able to color match and got her paint for her cabinets with it. So, yep, very cool.
Very nice. Tell us your hours.
We are there Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and we're just happy to see everybody coming in. Nice
right there.
Air-conditioned, 6,000 square feet of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, come in. We've got chairs in the back.
In a former hardware store, which in itself gives you that ambiance that's kind of...
Yes, yes.
You got that good feeling in
the
there.
The wood floors, and we've been redoing some more of the lighting, so it's brighter, and I like everything bright. Some people like that. They like, I call it mood lighting. But
right.
when I'm shopping, I don't want mood lighting. I want to see what I'm
looking
at.
You want to see what you're looking
yeah.
at, for sure.
Yeah.
yeah. That's on Main and Winfield. Tell me exactly where.
The corner of 8th and Main, or 718 Main, if you want to put it in GPS. And 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
And that's quite a building. I mean,
it's a very nice building.
Historic, for sure.
Yes.
You've got
yes.
the old hardware feel to it, and then right above, you got the stained glass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I also forgot to say we have a really cool rug right now. It's a 4x6 area rug. It's a flag, and it's got an eagle on it. So that would be really neat for porch or inside. Yep.
Yeah, especially this time of year, it'd be perfect.
See, I wrote it on my list, but I forgot to look at it.
All right. Yeah. I'll forgive you for that,
okay.
Mary.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming in, Mary. That's Mary from the Emporium. I can find you online as well.
Oh, absolutely. We're at Facebook, and we also have a website. It's theemporium.antiquetrail.com.
Very good. Mary, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. You have a good one, and good luck to you, and I hope you sell plenty of American-themed things for July 4th.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
We'll
or
be
week,
back.
I guess. I'm used to being
yeah.
here on Friday.
July yeah. 4th. Oh, that is true. Yeah, we're still right in the middle of it.
Yes.
We're still right at the beginning of it. Dang it. You just reminded me of
sorry.
That.
Sorry. I mean, yay, Monday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll be back. Bob FM.